Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey guys, Stassi here, listening to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with my girl Taylor Strecker again because, you know, I just have to use her for at least one more podcast. As many podcasts as I can squeeze out of her.
I want to do them with you all the time. I love doing them with you. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
It's really fun being, like, you make it so easy for me.
For reals?
Well, that's because it's your job.
I guess so. I just love to talk. I want to do a million shows a day. I really do.
I don't understand how you can do it. If in case you guys didn't listen to my last podcast and you don't follow my Instagram or anything like that,
then you're a jerk. Well,
then go fuck yourself. Taylor is the host of SiriusXM's Wake Up with Taylor.
Yeah.
And she's been doing that for what, like 8 years?
Ten years. I started right after college.
Yeah. So she has a radio show that she does 3 hours every single freaking morning.
It used to be four.
That's disgusting.
Ugh.
I don't know how anyone can talk for that long. Like, it's hard for me.
Four was hard. I'll tell you. Four felt like my soul slipped out of my body on the fourth hour. I was like,
Well, I feel like that, like, just about my 1 hour a week. I'm running out of things to say.
Like, literally, if I could do an hour a day, I would be so excited.
But yeah, so that's
but now I want to do even more. I want to do my 3 hours and then I want to add on an hour here and an hour. Like,
yeah,
I used
you're
to be
obsessed
so
with talking.
Well, and I'm also obsessed with work now. I used to be so spoiled. I would be like, I need my vacation days. I don't need a raise. Can I just get more vacation days? Like, what?
That's what you used to say.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't give me a raise, so then I'd be like, can I get more vacation days?
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I thought you were just saying that because you were married to, like, a really rich person.
That would have been absurd.
Yeah.
But
I don't want more money. I just want more vacation days.
Just pay me in days. I'm just so fucking rich.
Pay me in days.
But I'm obsessed with working now. Like, I want to, like, do, I want to, like, Maria Menounos the shit out of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to just jump from job to job to job to job because these are it's so much fun.
It is fun once you start doing it. It's just, I always, like, right before I start filming a podcast, I always get, like, super scared that I'm not going to have enough to say.
I know.
And so, like, it's like working out. It's like, I actually know it's not like that because I enjoy it while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it afterwards, but I, like, get nervous and still freak out that, like, I don't have enough to say for an hour.
That's what I used to say about sex. I was like, sex is like the gym. Like, I really don't want to go, but then when I'm there, it's, like, fun. Not great. Because working out's not great. It's fine.
You are such a weirdo.
And then I'm like, I should do this more often. And then the next day I was like, oh, sex.
I don't subscribe to that. That doesn't make any sense.
I just want to let you know I hate blowjobs, by the way. And I don't understand any woman who really likes them. I think all women that say they like blowjobs are lying.
Oh, nobody likes it.
Okay, thank God, right?
No one likes the feeling of, like, feeling like you're going to throw up because something's hitting the back of your throat.
I have a very small mouth.
But I like
you look to see a penis?
No, I like pleasing my who I love.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Like, I know you don't, or you haven't. I mean, you know, hopefully your next relationship, you're able to do that. But
yes.
Like,
hopefully.
I could never give a blowjob to a random guy. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well,
it's always been a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about this girl? She gave a double blowjob, okay? At an Eminem concert in Ireland. She was there.
What is a double blowjob?
I'll tell you.
You have only one mouth.
She blew a guy. Yeah. And turned around and blew his friend right after. And it was all videotaped. And then...
Should we watch it?
I want to watch it. I actually haven't watched it because I consider it porn and I've never watched a porn in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I'm scared it's going to turn me off to sex forever.
Oh my God, I watch porn.
What kind of porn do you watch?
Lesbian porn.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
This is so crazy because I have a friend, she's gay, and she watches guy gay porn. Then I have a friend who's Muslim, and she watches lesbian porn, but she's straight. Porn says so much.
I don't like looking at another dude. Like, I don't like another gross dude, like, in his gross
penis and like it just like it yeah. makes me
penises
feel,
are gross.
It just makes me feel like weird. Like I like because I think what why I look at porn is like I imagine myself in that position and right. it's easier to imagine when there's two girls and it seems less like intense.
Here's well maybe
like, it doesn't like, gross
it's
me
like,
out
it's like she's not being like dominated because that's the thing with porn. When I think porn I think about like women being degraded and that makes me sad.
Oh
and
maybe that's why I watch lesbian porn too. Whereas I,
like
I don't know.
But still I'm sure the director's a man so that would still I think about the director like his wiener out and then they're like not really lesbians and they're like why are we doing this and it just makes me sad. I feel like everyone that goes to porn is so sad.
No I think well yes anyone who does porn it's I mean they can't have a happy like what obvi.
Guess why I don't do porn because I have parents. Doesn't everyone have parents? Like hello.
Yeah, I watched this documentary on Netflix. Oh my god, called Hot Girls Wanted, and it was about.
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah, it made me so sad.
It made me really sad. Like when she was like about to have sex with like a really old guy, it was like I felt so bad. I didn't really see how competitive the porn industry was. Like you only have like 3 months.
Well, that's I think. Well, that's the thing too. And like them having to tell their parents. Like first of all, I was gonna say I wish I could be a cam girl.
What's but a cam girl?
Well, that's a cam girl is like you have like a camera on your computer and you just like. You have like a list of your favorite things, like Kiehl's hand lotion, or like you know Prada shoes, or Chanel bags, and men like sign up to be like your friend, and basically they give you gifts, and you just kind of like I mean girls like they're in their underwear, I think that they masturbate though, and I also don't really masturbate, so this is a
that's
conundrum.
Why you don't look at porn
because I don't masturbate.
That's the only reason people look at. I mean, why would anybody? I would never look at porn for like just to like. Hey.
Right. Like, but no. Like I get turned on by TV shows like True Blood. Did you watch that show?
No, but that's one show that I will start eventually.
Oh, it's so good. But there's a scene. This guy Jason is like the lead character's brother. He's super cute. And there was a storyline where he was having an affair with a preacher's wife mm-hmm. and he was in a bathtub in the church. I don't know. And she gave him a hand job in the bathtub and I was never so turned on in my entire life. I'm so fucked up when it comes to sex.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that because you were like
it's a Catholic
schoolgirl?
It's
but
Catholic.
I was, and I don't feel that way.
Okay, how about this? My mom and dad were virgins when they got married, and everyone laughs, and they're like, they're lying to you. It's like saying like Santa Claus is still real, but I'm telling you, I believe that they were virgins when they got married. I know that they were, and they got married at 21. That's why I know that they were. They met uh-huh. when they were 18, and they probably wanted to get it on, so they got married. They're still together and madly in love, which my dad is
That's
still
awesome.
Like... We're so lucky. Like he's like, this yeah. is not normal. This is not how it goes. Like we're very, yeah. very, very lucky. So
I met your parents. I loved them.
Aren't they the best? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: is that I thought them being virgin that got married for some reason meant we don't like sex in our family. So I think that has something to do with it.
I feel bad for you right now.
Well, my dad. So I would talk on the radio show mm-hmm. about. Like not liking sex even after I was married, and my dad was like, I went home to visit and he was like, I have to talk about something really uncomfortable with you.
Yeah.
But like that's concerning. You should really like sex. I really like sex with mom. And I was like, ah, like horrified.
Sick.
And then I was like, wait a second. We do? Like I was so confused. I felt like lied to, but they didn't lie to me. I just
yeah.
misinterpreted everything.
Totally.
So,
and then with a Catholic upbringing too, like yes, Catholic that like yeah, like so, they make you feel like sex is bad.
Sex is so bad and dirty and all this stuff. So maybe that's the reason why I haven't watched porn or I'm scared to watch porn or I feel that way about sex. But blowjobs still are terrible.
Yeah, well it's just I mean no one likes gagging. I mean, yeah, I don't think right. there's like nobody likes to gag.
Do you think that there's a guy out there who is okay with never getting a blowjob?
I'm sure there's somebody out there that is okay with that.
I'm sure there's some weird, I mean, creepy guy.
There's, oh my God,
I've never had sex with anybody. Oh my God, we're looking right now at the blowjob Eminem concert girl. So she gave him a blowjob and then another guy, and they videotaped it.
Oh my God, we're just seeing the photos of it though. It's like stills.
And then what happened was she started getting like slut shamed. Of course she did.
No shit. Yeah.
And then everybody was,
I would slut
and then people
her.
Were shaming people for slut shaming her, and I was like, how are we supposed to keep sluts in line if we can't shame them?
Yeah.
That is beyond that is inappropriate.
Yes. No. That you need to calm the fuck down, girl.
Like this isn't me saying like don't have sex till you're married. You're a whore. That would be ridiculous.
No,
this is me
like,
saying.
Can you just not act like that? Can
don't
you just
be not? A whore, and I won't call you a whore. That's whore.
Yes, yes. By definition.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who wants? Ugh, it's just so gross for
that
so many reasons.
That was weird to see. That was alarming.
You kind of just surprised us with that. You should have really warned us. That's really rude. See how you feel right now?
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch porn. I'm scared that feeling is what I'm going to feel after I'm done.
Okay, no. Lesbian porn is just like so easy because like nobody's like, it's not aggressive. It's not abrasive. Like it's not like so like alarming. It's like just like sensual and shit.
Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe I'll watch a lesbian porn.
I mean, if you don't masturbate, then there's really no point.
Right. Is that weird that I don't masturbate? Everybody thinks
it's
weird.
A lot of my friends don't.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. Everyone's good. You know, I worked for Cosmo. That's like the Touch Yourself magazine forever.
Yeah.
And we have like sexperts on, and we have this woman on, her name is Dr. Logan Levkoff, and her like life's mission is to make women stop calling their vaginas because they're actually called vulvas. And I'm like, girl, you're never going to win this battle. This is unwinnable.
Yeah.
People barely can even say vagina, let alone vulva.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, but
and it's just like unsexy as the word vagina.
Yeah,
equally as lame.
Way worse, I think. Vulva.
Ugh. My vulva.
Don't you think vagina would be a pretty name for a girl if it didn't mean vagina?
Yeah, it would. I like anything that ends in an A.
Vulva too, then. Vulva. These are my children. They're twins. This is vagina and this is vulva. And that's not the same name.
Vulva and vagina.
Because they're different parts. I think the vagina's the out and the vulva's the in. Maybe the vulva's the out and the vagina's the in. I don't fucking know.
I'm not sure I really care.
I don't know anything about my vagina.
You don't know anything about your vagina?
Very little about my vagina.
That's like this blows my mind. Like it's time to learn. I know. Like, I feel like you're Charlotte in Sex and the City.
Was. Now I got called Miranda today, which is accurate.
Now I think you're Miranda.
Which is accurate.
But
I can't even get mad at it.
I'm talking about like the scene where she's like, you haven't like go get like you should go get a compact mirror and go and look at yourself.
At your vagina.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte says, I can't. I think it's ugly. And then they're like, that's ugly. Why your vagina's depressed.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's ugly too.
I think I'm thinking it's prettier.
It's prettier.
I'm starting to think it's prettier than I used to think it was.
Oh, I think it's pretty from the outside. But once you get like a good look at it, it's like weird.
You can't inspect it.
Yeah. Like it's not my favorite thing to look at.
And I really hate that my butthole's so close to it.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And like with like when I do watch lesbian porn, like once I start seeing like too much vagina stuff, like
how much do they get in there?
Meaning like they have shots of everything. I basically just like watching girls make out or something. Like it doesn't really take. I don't like anything like super intense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me see some boobs or something, and then I'm like, okay, I can imagine myself.
Well, I watch Orange is the New Black. Is that like watching lesbian porn?
Kinda.
Okay.
I love Orange is the New Black.
Me too.
Can we talk about last night?
What? Laverne Cox. Oh yeah, we have to talk about Fashion Week. We have so much more to tell you guys.
Why are we keep talking about like blowjobs and porn and things and sex?
I want to talk about poop later.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm always down to talk about that. But just because you said the Orange is the New Black, I had the best night last night.
Oh my God. We went to the Georgine show.
The Georgine fashion show.
Which was so good. Thanks for that, girl.
Oh, amazing.
And Stassi got me a front row seat, yo.
Oh, yeah. I've realized that, like, I, like, am good at, like, hustling.
I didn't realize I was.
But, like, I've like hired our other friend Taylor, and she's a photographer, and so she's been like with me and Taylor, like following us around, documenting everything, taking photos all for my blog and like all that stuff. And like we've like finagled like things that like I had obviously like set things that I was supposed to go to, but even like things that were not that I didn't have on my schedule,
yep.
Like, I finagled my way into making that shit happen.
It's so true.
That's why I'm like, Taylor, we are getting you a front row seat, and we did it.
And we did a boom. And then we got photographed, and my name was not mentioned, but that's fine by me. It was a Getty image photograph. That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
That's a really good thing.
Those are very good things. Yes. Yeah.
I should tweet it out.
But I met Laverne Cox last night.
Yeah, and she loved you,
it was
by the way.
So cool.
And she knew who you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. Yeah, it was like one of those like really like, is this like fucking happening to me moments? Like, really? Like, yeah.
It was incredible. The whole freaking thing's been incredible. Fashion Week's very interesting.
Well, you and I have a different approach to fashion.
No. We have a different world life in Fashion Week. Okay. So most
and
people think I'm Stassi's. Well, and I'm a little honored, but they think that I'm her PR person. As long as they don't think I'm your assistant. Because, like, Tay gets to be your photographer, which is cool. Yeah. Plus, she, like, looks like a model. So, it looks like she's a former model that's like now a photographer. Former,
like, a model off-duty who's, like, now a photographer.
Right. Like, so, like, people take pictures of her taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then but if I'm your assistant, that makes me want to, like slice my wrists.
No, people think you're my PR person because you get shit done.
Yeah, and I'm kind of bitchy. And I have a bitchy face. I do. I'm accepting it.
You do actually kind of have a bitchy face.
I do. Resting bitch face.
I thought I have resting bitch face, but no, I think you do.
I do. I really do. Follow my Instagram at Taylor Strecker and look at all my bitchy faces. I'm making a bitch face at a fashion show. It's like,
really?
I want to, it almost looks like one of the models, I don't know, like cheated with my husband or something. Like, that's what I'm looking at her. Like, I want to kill her. Well, the truth is I'm just in love with the fashion and I'm having like an intense moment with myself.
Yeah. Except you bitch the whole entire time, all of Fashion Week.
I love Fashion Week. I hate Fashion Week.
Yeah. Explain this to people. Because whenever I've done this with her, she complains about Fashion Week. And I'm like, but this is what I wait for all year, twice a year.
And I love it. And if I wasn't a part of it, I would be devastated. So, like, it's this very weird thing. Like, I almost wish Fashion Week would just go away. It's like a sorority, okay? So, when I went to Ithaca College, they didn't have a sorority or Greek life at all, thank God. Because I hated the idea of a sorority. But if there was one around, I would have had to have joined it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's how I feel about Fashion Week. It's like, I secretly hate it, but then I can't not be involved in it. I have to be invited to the party.
Yeah. You're a weirdo.
I'm the weirdest weirdo. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like the getting dressed up is annoying for me. Plus, you know what it is? I think Fashion Week is not conducive with my actual job. Like, I have to get up so early. Like, I should be a real big nerd in bed at 9:00. You know?
Yeah.
And Fashion Week is like partying late and then like looking fabulous. Like, you can't look fabulous when you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm sorry. It's impossible on a daily basis.
No, I totally.
You just give up.
I understand that. I really do.
So.
I feel bad that I make you carry all my shit.
I don't mind carrying your shit. It's not that. That's not what bugs me. I guess I don't know. I don't know what it is, girl. It's not you. It's me. It's a me thing.
I love it so much.
I know you love it so much.
I am so sad that I am going home in a few hours.
Oh, I'm sad you're going home too.
Not only because I don't want to leave you, but I'm just like, I love Fashion Week. I love New York.
I know.
I love, this is just, it's everything.
When can you get yourself back here, huh?
I have to come back here sooner than February.
Can you bring Patrick the next time too? Because I really miss him.
He feels like left out right now.
I know he does. So I miss him so much. I have to call him.
Yeah.
I know. I'm really bad at communicating, and it's the weirdest thing. Out of sight, out of mind.
No, I'm bad at that too. But that's also what makes us good friends, because we don't need to like be on each other's ass like every single day.
Right.
But like when we do see each other, it's like no time has passed.
I had a friend. She got really mad at me because she said that I needed to check in on her more to make sure she was okay. And I was like, if that's your expectation of me as a friend, you're going to be real disappointed in me.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I can't.
I try, but I just keep dropping off.
I don't even respond to 70% of texts.
Me neither.
Like I am a selfish texter. I know this about myself.
Yep.
I've tried to change, but there really is like nothing I can do about it.
I know.
But like I admit that to all my friends and my family. Like I am just selfish when it comes to texting.
Me too.
Because,
I'm the worst.
If I respond to just one text, it'll then turn into a conversation and I don't like that. Like I don't like to like be on my phone. So like that's why I don't respond to anything, because I don't want it to turn into a conversation.
Bane of my existence. Group texts.
Oh my God.
I want to die.
When my phone keeps going off and I'm literally like, oh my God, I'm going to rip my eyes out.
My mom and sister group text me and they like have like their own. One time I was a group text. My mom and dad were like sexting. No, they weren't really, but they were like, I love you, honey bear. No, I love you, honey bear. And I was like, why are we on this? Please.
Yeah.
Please.
That's weird. My mom likes to group text when she's like taking her Ambien and had her wine at night.
Oh, I love your mom.
And then she'll just text all of her children, group text all of her children and weird shit.
How's her jewelry stuff going?
Great.
Awesome.
Oh, everyone should go check that out at Etsy. I've been designing for her. So yeah. I design and she makes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You had a really pretty pro one on recently.
Yeah, it was really cute. It's not like I'm not like this is her business and like her thing, but it's like a hobby for me.
You a bad bitch, girl. You got a lot of plates spinning in the air. I respect your hustle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I want to learn your hustle.
Got that podcast, got that vlog, got that jewelry.
Got all that shit going on. What else? What else does Stassi want to do? Stassi, where do you want to go in your career?
I feel like I've had to answer this question like 8 times while I've been here.
Yeah, it's really
Everyone annoying. Asks me that question.
People are so weird.
I know.
They really are.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I'm not, like, yeah. I know.
But like, I think about your career a lot, probably more than I should. It's probably
why?
Because I'm, because I feel very strongly that major things, I mean, not that major things aren't happening, but like big, like crazy, crazy, huge, big. You're just really, you're so beautiful, but you have such a big personality. And like Kenny said that on my show today. He was like, it's not, it's a very rare combination. It's true. It really is. And you're like, you've got like sass to you, but then you can also be very professional. It's
honestly, it's a lot of good stuff. It's because I was ugly in high school.
Thank God that you were so damn,
you know what
ugly.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like people who are pretty their whole lives.
Yeah,
like,
pretty. It's pretty girl syndrome.
They never,
it's
like,
the worst.
Yeah, they don't develop like cool personalities. Like, yeah. I'm convinced that like I'm likable because I was ugly in high school. I just wasn't that hot.
No, that's 100% why. Because you know what it's like to be a regular person.
I looked like a Russian prostitute. Like I was a little, I was overweight. I dyed my hair black. I wore gray lipstick. I literally looked like, if you saw my passport photo from like high school,
you look like a terrorist.
I look like a Russian like mail order bride, like kind of like weird thing. Like I don't know.
When did you like say I'm gonna be hot?
After I
you
saw
should write a book about this, by the way, because this is I'm already feeling like this is very inspiring. Like it's like rags to riches. It's like
I just like always
dumpy to dope. That could be the title.
The thing is though, like I always thought I was pretty, but I wasn't.
So then when did you realize you weren't?
When I like saw, like I realized I always knew I wasn't like the prettiest.
Right.
But I never thought I was like really bad. Do you know what I mean? And
okay.
I don't think I was ever like truly like awful.
I think I've seen like one picture of you from
it's
back in the day.
It's just not that great. It's just, I like, and because I was like, it kind of like, so maybe I have a personality because it's not just that. I also decided when I went to high school that I was going to be alternative.
And oh,
so like
cool.
I didn't go to parties. I didn't date. Like I was president of the drama club. And
you're a nerd. That's why you have a good personality, because you were a nerd.
I like went to two different schools at the same time. Like I would go to
why?
My normal high school and then go to a performing arts school.
What?
On the weekends and like after school. So like,
wait, do you like sing?
I used to.
Why don't you
never
anymore?
Do it again.
Why?
Because I wasn't like that great. I was good at character singing.
Like
when you're on a Broadway show, or you know, like if you're looking at a Broadway show,
yeah,
like I don't have like the prettiest voice. I'm just good at like
you're like, I think I'm gonna like it here.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like that sort of thing.
I'm good at too.
So like, I guess you're fantastic. So it's not like I have like a nice voice. No, it's not like that.
I used to be able to sing. I think I thought I was better than I was.
Like, I'm pretty sure I thought I was better than I was.
Like, I thought I legit had like a shot at like having a career in singing. Whatever.
Really?
Like, my parents are like,
oh,
thank God you got into radio and you let that singing
oh my
thing
God.
Go.
I'm like, wait, you really thought you were going to be a singer?
Oh my, are you kidding me? I remember I worked with this guy that worked with Aerosmith, because Aerosmith is like right from like around my town.
I'm like, this is blowing my mind right now.
And I sang. Like, okay, so I did musical theater growing up. And I was Annie though. I mean, I got the lead. That's not nothing. But the Daddy Warbucks was black in 17, which is a little odd, right?
Well, it sounds like you're in a ghetto production or something.
I was. So, I was like, why is Daddy Warbucks 5 years older than me? Anyway, they made me cut my hair and dye it red.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know, because I kept itching with the wig.
Okay.
But I got really skinny. I was so hot when I was Annie. Anyway, I was in sixth grade. I had braces and I couldn't eat. And I used to wear overalls. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah.
So I was Annie. I was also Liesl in Sound of Music.
That's what's up.
I got leads and shit. I had a pretty good voice. It was like I could carry a tune and I killed the karaoke. I sang Bobby McGee like everywhere. It was my jam. I did.
I've never karaoke'd.
But then one day it just went away. I just couldn't sing. But there was when I could sing, I worked with this guy who worked with Aerosmith. He was this old man and he lived in our town. He had a studio in his house. And I think he just had a crush on my mom and like wanted to like flirt with her. And so he like heard that I wanted to sing. And so he was like, oh, bring her over to my studio. And then he just like was inappropriately talking to her and like touching her back way too much. And
this story is like really weirding me out.
Yeah, it was weird. And so that's like, but I thought I was like, this is my big break. And yeah. I can't watch American Idol because it makes me so jealous.
Really?
And that's my story. Yes.
So you still have this thing where you want to be a singer.
I'm getting over it now. Now, especially that like I'm in radio and I interview so many singers and their like careers are so short lived. Like they're so popular and then they're just gone. So
I saw Ellie Goulding in the studio at Sirius XM today.
Who?
The Really?
Really?
You don't know who that is?
See, I'm so bad. But I mean, if I could be like Taylor Swift, like sometimes when I go to concerts, I have a hard time. Like Dave Matthews is my favorite concert to go to. And I'm just like, what does that fucking feel like to be on stage, like playing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I guess.
But if I was like still a Broadway nerd, I would literally be in hell. I mean, do you know how hard it is to be on Broadway? It's like the hardest job in all of entertainment, and you get paid like nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not even famous anymore.
Yeah, I know. God, that sucks.
That's Isn't that unfair?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for dancers too. They work
hard.
I
feel bad for dancers as well.
Ballerinas specifically.
I feel bad for dancers because it's like, where do you go from here? And you have such like a specific talent, but like, right? What do you do with it?
Like, not like no one gives a shit about dancing. And it's so rude and
it
sad.
Is.
And you're always in the background.
I actually, yeah. That's
behind J-Lo.
I feel bad.
Is J-Lo back with that guy?
Yes. Why is J-Lo back with Casper Smart?
What is she doing? She is first of all, she's like Michelle Pfeiffer. She ages. The older she gets, the better she looks.
Probably because everybody's getting work done.
Ugh, what is she getting done? Tell me, because I will go get all of it.
I know, me too.
What do you think you're going to do in terms of plastic surgery in life? I really think about this a lot.
I'm not mad at it, obviously. Got a chin job.
Yeah, and good move.
And I think in a year I've contemplated getting like a boob reduction / lift.
Can you just tell everybody how great my boobs are?
What?
Can you tell everybody how great my boobs are?
You do have really, really good.
Thank
why would you.
You.
Why? Like what? Like where did that come from?
My mom. You know what? My dad was when I was growing up was like, you should sleep in a bra. And so I just did. And I think it's sleeping in a bra that does it.
Are you serious?
I swear. Although, I don't know. I mean, my mom's boobs are like, she's like in her 60s almost. Oh my God, I had to buy my parents' 60th birthday party this year. Shit. That's really annoying.
Well, we're talking about boobs right now. not birthday party.
Yeah, her boobs are really good still. I don't know.
Yeah,
genetics,
you're
like but
really blessed.
Yeah, but there's parts of my body that I would love to rip off and pull off your body and stick on mine.
Well, I'm going to go get mine situated.
Well,
and then I think as I age, I will do preventative Botox and
yes.
Just not right now, not right this moment.
I actually had it like a month ago.
No, I've done it before. It's just
it looks good, right? It's pretty natural because so is my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours does look good. I like when
my
people know when
does mine.
Like they're mad when I'm mad at them. Like I need Patrick to know like, oh, I'm pissed off right now. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
Like if I have Botox, he doesn't know. Like I'm sitting there crying and my face doesn't move and he's like not understanding. So like I just
it's like, just easier if you can non-verbally give him
it's just easier if you can just see my facial expressions.
I agree. You have very strong facial expressions. It's a gift.
But later on I will probably get like nips and tucks. Yeah, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I don't care.
But like facelifts, they kind of scare me.
I don't want to do anything that like, I don't want to look like freaky.
No.
Like I don't want to get too much. I just
I have a friend that got a boob job. They look amazing. And now she's getting her butt done. Butt implants.
I should get my butt. I should.
You have to meet this friend of
Instead,
mine.
Instead, I'm gonna work out.
Ugh.
And try to just get a
Boring.
Butt naturally. But like my ass is so flat, I can't even begin to explain. Like it's sad.
I think a butt's overrated.
I don't. I think they're so cute.
I guess. Whatever.
But maybe it's just like it's our generation. Like why couldn't I have been born like in the generation where it was cool to have like skinny legs and big boobs? Like
and then that will always be in my mind. That's what's cool. I'm like an old man from the 1970s.
Yeah, you are.
I'm obsessed with skinny legs. Like somebody, people hate tweet me all the time. And this girl was like, you hate yourself and you're obsessed with skinny people. And I'm like, and? Like, yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Who isn't obsessed with skinny people?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
But see, I'm obsessed with like girls with butts too.
Oh, see, I don't. I could care less about
I'm
butts.
Obsessed with like Kate Upton because like I relate to her. Like
yes.
I like save pictures of Kate Upton all the time because I feel like we have the same exact body. So
you
like,
do have a similar body, and she's a model, so and you should be very happy about that.
And so I look like I'm lesbian for Kate Upton on my phone. If you're gonna go through my phone,
is she your screensaver?
Pretty much. It's like nothing but Kate Upton photos.
I look like I'm lesbian. Guess who's a lesbian?
Who?
Taylor Schilling.
In real life?
From Orange is the New Black. Yes.
Are you?
She started dating a girl. That's the news. I mean, it's not
Where
fact.
Did you just read that?
Oh, it's been for months. It's been out. She's dating this girl from Parks and Recreation.
Are you serious?
No, I'm wrong. Portlandia.
How did I not know this? I know everything about pop culture.
I don't know, but it's like a thing. It's like, I'm pretty sure it's like for reals. For real reals. Yeah.
Was she dating men before?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know for 100% fact, but yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
She's look at her. She's dating her.
Carrie Brownstein. That's mean.
I don't like them together.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I do.
I don't. She doesn't either.
That's because you guys are just obsessed with Taylor Schilling.
Yeah, I am obsessed with Taylor. I'm just jealous. I want to date Taylor Schilling.
I like her.
She's the coolest. Is that with her, the man?
I just didn't realize that's her. Zac Efron.
Oh my God. He is so short, but so delicious. Oh, I love Zac Efron.
Have you interviewed him?
No, I was supposed to interview him, and then I had to go on my honeymoon.
Well,
that was a waste.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You know, it's annoying. As women, we're like, we feel like we have to like know how to cook, and it like gets like so frustrating. I like cooking. I think it can be therapeutic, but I'm not good at it. I just feel like by the time I like look up recipes and then like go shopping to all the different grocery stores for like different ingredients and shit, like it just like takes too long and it's like overwhelming, and like I just get stressed out over it. That's why I'm obsessed with Plated.com. Seriously, if you go to Plated.com, you can choose from chef-designed recipes. I mean, a ton. And they all, like, there are new recipes every single week. And they get delivered straight to your door in a box that's, like, what would you say, like, refrigerated? It's, like, insulated. It's an insulated box with all of these fresh ingredients, like fresh fish, fresh meat, everything, vegetables. Amazing. And what's fantastic about it is that it's pre-portioned. So pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. So if the recipe calls for, let's say, half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper. Okay, just an example. That little half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper is in there in like a little baggie. So like nothing's wasted and everything's already organized and figured out so that, you know, when you decide to actually cook a fresh meal, it takes not very long because it's all laid out for you. You guys have to go. Literally, Patrick and I did it. I cooked for him the other day, and we had like, what was it? It was like a steak frites thing with like a shallot sauce, and it was just so good. And it was like stress-free because I didn't really have to do shit. You know? Makes it easy. Go to plated.com/Stassi because if you go now, you get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. So if you just make one purchase, you get an extra night. It's worth of a dinner. Fancy. Impress your loved one. You know what I mean? Like when I cook for my boyfriends, I say boyfriends, like I only have one boyfriend, but my boyfriends in the past too, like it makes them like me more. That's why I love Plated.com. Makes me feel like I have a talent for cooking when I don't. So you guys, go prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less because that's the longest recipe they have. It's that easy. So plated.com/Stassi, get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. Enjoy.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Can I ask you, who's the worst person you ever interviewed?
Justin Bieber, hands down, which sucks because now I'm obsessed with his music again. He's such a dumb dickhead.
Well, he's young.
He literally...
I feel bad for him. He's young. He doesn't know any better.
No. He's straight up rude. He's like rude.
Because he's young. Because so he what? Became famous when he was a child.
I don't care. If you are a child star and you make bajillions of dollars, I expect you to act better than the average 17-year-old. And that's just a fact. Actually, you're special, so be special. It's like the president. The president should be better than us because we're not the president.
That's true. Okay, so what did he do?
He was just like really dumb, and then his PR team was like, you know what the problem is? So Justin, like, what was picked up by Scooter Braun super early, and then brought into hip-hop community, but he's like a nerdy white boy that looks like a lesbian. So Justin, I think, was always trying to be cool, and so now he's so fixated on cool, and it's like when I was interviewing him, he was like, come on, ma, come on, baby. It's like, you're a child and I'm an adult. And I asked him, like, you're Forbes number two most influential people in the world.
That's disgusting.
After Oprah. I was like, you're above Obama. And I was like, why is that? You want to know his answer? Just like the music, man. Like, I just like to make good music and
please stop.
Swear.
This is the best thing I've ever
heard.
And
I was like, dude, and I'm like, your music is great, but like, but lots of people make music and great music. Like even Michael Jackson made amazing music, but like he wasn't
numbered.
And I was like, if you retweeted me, like if you tweeted at me right now, I would get a million followers.
Wait, when was this?
Oh my God, like 2-3 years ago.
Okay, so it was before like
I fucking bombed, basically. I bombed. And there was like TV crews there and all my bosses at Sirius. I thought I was gonna get fired afterwards. Really? I was freaking out. And I went to go take a picture with Justin and one of our bosses was like, no picture for you. And I was like, oh my God.
You were mean to him though.
I was not mean to him.
You just were you were hard on him.
No, I was just I wasn't gonna sit there and flirt with him because I'm a woman and he's a boy.
Yeah.
That makes me look stupid. I have a brand too.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But anyway, and then I said something that he was more influential than the vice president of the United States of America. And then I could tell he didn't know who it was. And then I was like, oh, no, maybe I said something like, I mean, I said like, do you even know who that is? Like joking. And he was like, no, I don't. And I was like, me neither, even though I totally do. And then he was like, well, I'm Canadian and young and you're American and old. So and that was just funny. And I was like, he's like, so you should know. And I laughed. And I was like, that's great. And then his PR people were like, you have to take that out because they thought it made him sound like anti-American or something. It was so stupid. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's his handler's fault. I don't know. But he kind of like, I mean, he hugged me and stuff at the end, but it was like, he doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And like, he's not good at being self-deprecating and just like laughing things off. Like he gets like his back up really easily because like, so my whole thing with him was you stole my best friend, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Because Selena Gomez used to come on my show all the time. And
I knew this.
I invited her to my wedding, which is mortifying and embarrassing that I did that. But she like sent a gift. Like we were like, I was very friendly with her mom, Mandy. Her mom was a huge fan of the show. Shut up.
No, that was a real cool. It was the nerdiest cool that ever came out of my mouth.
That was real?
Yeah, that was real.
That sounded so sarcastic.
No, I wasn't. It was real.
Are you serious?
I didn't realize you were that close that you invited her to your wedding like a loser.
Wait, are you making fun of me now? Now I'm paranoid. Now I don't know what's going on. I'm in a parallel universe.
Real cool.
Wait, stop side glancing. Wait, are you no. back? Are you serious?
I think it's cool.
I'm so insecure. I have to go to bed. Bye.
Drop the mic.
Mic drop.
I actually think it's cool that it's cool.
If I broke your equipment,
that
I'm
you
sorry.
Were friends with Selena Gomez.
No, so her mom would listen to the show.
I'm such a dork.
Her mom listened to the show.
I'm getting bright red. Like, so like, look, is my face
yes,
red?
Yes, you're red.
I'm yeah.
Red.
Like, I
you want to hear that how it went? Her yes. mom listened to the show. This is when she was on Wizard of Waverly Place. And I used to watch Disney Channel because I am a pedophile. And so she...
So embarrassed to be your friend.
One day
you invited Selena Gomez.
It's mortifying.
To your wedding. Like,
can
I'm
I explain
so
it? Can I explain
you.
It so that cool was mocking?
No. it like wasn't. It was like a natural, like, whoa, I didn't realize you were friends.
Can I tell a story so I'm not sounding such a weirdo?
And then I realized that you invited her to the wedding and it was just now it's just gotten awkward. Okay.
I was upstairs. Someone from town said, come downstairs, you have to meet somebody. I thought I was gonna meet like a CEO's kid or some stupid shit like that. No, I love you all. You're all the coolest. And tell your dads to give me a raise. And then I went downstairs and Selena Gomez was in one of those, like, the remember where Patrick was? Tisby, that yeah. like small studio. She was in there being interviewed and she started banging on the glass. And I recognized her because I watched the Disney Channel.
Like a freaking
freak.
Weirdo.
And you know, it's my sister Paige's fault. She's like 8 years younger than she really is.
You know what? Like, I have tons of like younger siblings and
I still don't
I
watch
still
that
watch,
shit.
Yeah.
So it was a good show. She was mighty talented. So I was like, I recognize her. And then she came out, gave me a hug. And then her mom came out and she was like, my mom never gets starstruck, but she loves you so much. So basically they moved from Texas to LA to like for her career. And her mom said she had no friends, no boyfriend. And she would drive Selena around to auditions all day long.
Yeah.
And she said that she would listen to Cosmo Radio and she like felt like I was her best friend.
Aww.
And she had no friends. So I was her only friend. So we became really close. And this is like right when Selena's career was like exploding.
Yeah.
And so like they invite me to concerts and I go backstage and hang out with them. But there was like all little kids in the concert. You know what I mean?
You were a weirdo.
I know. And then, but then they were like, they would always listen. And then, oh, I have it. They did an interview with W Magazine and they like put me in it. And they referenced me. It was like, whatever. We were friends.
Okay.
So I felt like...
I believe you.
I know the mom liked the show and she knew the wedding was coming. So I was kind of like, well, maybe I should just like invite them because I really like them and I know she listens to the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, I invited her mom and her mom's boyfriend, now husband, and Selena, plus a date, to the wedding. And plus I had a sneaky agenda that I kind of wanted her and my brother to hook up and then we could all be related.
Oh, I knew there was a reason behind
but
this.
But they declined politely and then sent a gift. But anyway, that's my story. So then she got super famous and of course we like lost touch. But like whenever she comes to Sirius, I would always interview her and it was great. And so my thing with Justin Bieber was, you stole my best friend, haha. And he took it so seriously, Stassi. Like, he was like, I've never heard her say your name. And I was like, I'm like, and it made
that's
me
so awkward,
but it made me want to keep pushing him because he like was being so like, he had no sense of humor and I just wanted to taunt him.
Yeah.
Big mistake. And on my part. And then he looked at me dead in the eyes. He goes, Taylor, she has never talked about you. And I was like, Justin Bieber just looked me in the eyes and said my name. Anyway, it was so bad.
Oh my God. Like, I don't know what, like, I whether to cry for you.
I know. Like, Stassi was the worst. It was so bad.
It's so embarrassing.
It's mortifying. Yeah.
Like, to have Justin Bieber look at you and say, Taylor, but like, Selena Gomez has never said your name.
How could he not realize I was joking?
As somebody who doesn't have a sense of humor, I mean, makes sense.
Precisely. So yeah. So I don't like him because of that. I also really dislike Julian Rancic. I think she's the meanest mean girl at the lunch table.
Okay, why? That makes me sad.
Oh, you?
Like, I mean, I don't know her. I've never met her, but like, I
never told you the story. I've told a story. I'm like sick of telling the story.
It doesn't matter. Tell it.
You make me tell the story again.
Yes.
Julian Rancic came in really fast. Julian Rancic came in for an interview. I wasn't supposed to do the interview. It was a favorite interview. Sometimes that we do that kind of stuff. Like, every time Stassi comes in, we never air it. We just do it. I just let her think that she's on the air, but actually we just go dead air. And then it's just a favor to her. No, we do favor interviews sometimes. So this girl I work with needed to do something for Fashion Week with Juliana, and her and Bill were coming in. I thought for their show, but it was for a book, but I didn't do any research because I was going to be in there for 5 minutes and then duck out, and Victoria was going to take over and do fashion stuff.
Yeah.
And I was never going to air the first part. So that's part.
Oh, you were never going to air it?
No.
You guys do that to celebrities?
Well, no, because it was about the fashion. She was like getting the fashion coverage.
Okay, but what? Okay, so you like tricked her into thinking that she would be able to promote her book.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up now, retrospect.
Yeah. All right. Well, now I'm just going to be super
aware. No. That was like, this is years ago. We don't do that anymore. We really don't. But there are times where you record interviews and they don't record. It's the worst thing in the world. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. It happens.
But then why ask to interview them?
I don't know. Sometimes it's like it's a whole weird thing. I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
Stop poking holes in my story.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
So basically she came in and, I was recently married. Now, in retrospect, she might have been quite intuitive, but it's still not nice. So her and Bill were writing this book, and it was about like how to have an awesome marriage, like ass. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm newly married, and I need this book because I'm already ready to kill my husband, which was actually not really a lie. But also, I was kind of playing it up to like promote their book. You know, yeah, you know.
Of course.
It's like you like play.
Yeah, you play.
And Juliana was like, ooh, you're already not like in a great place. That's a really bad sign. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just like, oh, don't you know the game? Like, I'm playing the game with you. You're
so
in the business.
She has no sense of humor.
Right. Oh, there's a theme.
The theme is no sense of humor.
And then they like hijacked the interview for me and started asking me about my prenup and did I have one? And I hadn't talked about having a prenup at that point in the show. So, but I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, it's never going to air. So I'm like answering their questions. But they were like, and at one point I was like, you guys are like hijacking the interview for me. Like,
but it's what she does.
Right.
I mean, an interviewer interviewing an interviewer.
Right.
And it's like, I guess that like, that's weird.
Right. But so I kind of like let her do it because I didn't have the energy to fight her and I didn't care. Plus they were acting really weird. Like I could tell, like, you know, when you can tell a couple just got into a fight.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Okay.
So I was like, this is just weird all around. It's not going to air, like whatever, just go with it. So I left. No big deal. So a girl that worked at Cosmo magazine moved to like a Okay or like a People or one of those. Mm-hmm. And apparently after Sirius, Juliana went to okay. one of those magazines.
Yeah.
And she...
It was a press day. Okay.
Yeah. And she complained about me.
And said what?
This girl Taylor from Cosmo, all she wants to do is talk about herself, which I do. And she was like, she's the worst interviewer ever. Like, not nice. And like, really like mean. And so this girl that used to work at Cosmo, I don't think really liked me that much. And so she went to her old friend who happened to be like one of my bosses at Cosmo and told him. And then he called Sirius and was like, I want to pull that audio. And it was like this whole thing. And I didn't know, nobody was telling me. And it was all behind my back. And it was like going on for like weeks. And then finally my boss came into his office and he's like, we got to talk about the Juliana Rancic interview. And I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway.
Have you heard the footage?
Yeah, no. They made us air it. But anyway, it was fine. It was fine. And even everybody at Cosmo was like, oh, she totally hijacked the interview from you. Like, I wasn't what? Anyway. And I'm like, but
I'd love to hear it.
Isn't that like kind of bitchy?
She just doesn't have a sense of humor. Yeah.
But, like, why would she? But thank you for like thinking of me, Juliana Rancic. I mean, that makes me feel kind of special and important.
Yeah.
But why are you complaining about little me?
Yeah.
Like, who am I? I'm a blip on the radar. I'm like one of 50 that interviewed her that day.
I don't understand. See, this is the thing. I've liked Juliana Rancic. I just don't like when actually she tries to be funny because she's not.
She's not funny.
No. Like, and I love Fashion Police.
I wish she wasn't on it. I don't watch it because of her.
She doesn't. When she makes a joke, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, she's not funny.
Yeah. It's just like, let it go. Just be. Like the what do you call it? Just the journalist?
Be the expert.
I don't know.
Yeah, but like
she's not a fashion expert.
Like Diane Sawyer's not always trying to make everybody laugh. Like, yes. Know your strengths.
Be journalistic.
What's your purpose?
Is journalistic a word?
Yeah, be more journally.
Yeah, journally. Be more journally.
Be more journally.
That's what I feel like she's good at, and she's like, that's what she should stick to. Like,
right.
Please don't make a joke because I feel uncomfortable.
Right. She's like personalityless, and she can't accept it.
Who is your favorite person that you've interviewed?
You.
I know, God damn it. I knew you were going to say that, but can you just please just answer the question?
Oh God. You know what's so sad?
You can list a few.
No, this is what's so sad.
Oh my God. Am I going to be like,
my favorite interview is Jax Taylor. I'm just kidding. This is how my brain works. I can't remember my favorite. I only remember negative. I can't remember anything positive. This is my life.
That's why you're Miranda from Sex and the City.
I focus on all things negative. So the negative sticks out.
You're so cynical.
And I have so many positive things in my world and in my life, in my day to day. And all I can do is fixate on that one negative thing. It sucks.
Okay. So there's no one that you've interviewed that you could just
pops
up in your head.
Well, okay. Joan Rivers is phenomenal.
She's my idol.
Yep. And I interviewed her right before she passed away.
Wait, I did not know that. And I almost want to take a moment to
lick my face a little bit.
Cry. She is my idol.
She was great. I really, really loved her. You know who I really
liked? I can't even believe I didn't know this, that
yes,
you interviewed her.
I interview tons. So many people come through Sirius.
I listened to her on Howard Stern, and it was the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And it was right before she died too. And she was just talking about how she's so busy and she's going all day long, yep, and how she has so much energy. And it was just so sad when she died, because it was just so fucking random.
I asked her, have you seen her documentary? You should watch it if you're a fan. Okay, watch
it. No, I didn't even know she had
one. The documentary about her, it's so fascinating. So I just watched it, and I said to her, so when she was on the late show, I think it was Johnny Carson, she was pregnant, and she was a stand-up comedian and fully pregnant. And she said in the documentary, she said she couldn't say the word pregnant on the stage, or the FCC would have fined the late show.
Why?
Because it was taboo, because pregnancy meant you had sex, and it was so strict.
Wow.
Okay, right?
Crazy.
So I said to her, that blew my mind. And I said, what? You've been doing comedy forever. And she's like, yes, I'm 1,000 years old. And I was like, what's the hardest era or decade that you've ever had to do comedy in? And I totally thought she was going to say then. And she said, right now. Isn't that insane?
I believe that.
Because everyone's so overly PC.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I totally believe that. Everyone gets fucking pissed off about everything.
Everything.
No one has a sense of humor about anything.
No one.
I am a little taken aback right now. I didn't realize you interviewed her. This is a really big deal to me.
You have strong feelings about me right now.
I really want to, I'm getting emotional. I want to cry.
Cry.
I can't believe
she's going
to
cry.
You were able to. Oh my God. I literally have tears.
Stassi. Oh,
that is so cool that you got to do that.
I would have loved to
have met her.
I would have. I interviewed her a ton of times. You have to do me this. Write me a list of your top, whatever, write 100. I don't give a shit. And if anyone comes in that you you can come and you can.
I will fly to New York and just come and sit.
And you'll help me interview. And you'll help me interview, because you can't just sit in the background. That's not for you. No one puts Stassi in the corner.
No one puts Stassi in the corner. That's really crazy.
Do you want me to listen more so that you can stop crying?
I don't. I'm just continue.
Yeah. Do you watch New Girl?
And no, but I know
Nick
of
from
it.
New Girl. She's crying.
It's okay. I'm fine.
What's his name? I always forget his name. Jake Johnson. He is phenomenal.
I don't know who that is.
Well, Stassi's crying now. We should probably take a break.
No, you're right. We should take a break. Hey guys, I'm back here again with Mac Weldon Underwear. I did an awesome challenge for all of my listeners, and I had all of you guys tweeting me to get a free package of Mack Weldon underwear for your husbands or fiancés or boyfriends or whatever. And it was so funny to get all of your tweets, and I was super happy with who we chose, because we gave away free chic underwear to someone who was stealing his dad's underwear. Seriously, that's real, like that actually happened. But you guys need to go to macweldon.com. Like we've all talked about, like I've talked about this a million times. I feel like I'm just repeating myself over and over again. Men need to have nice underwear. Like girls judge this. We all judge this. Like we all want to look at our boyfriends or significant others, whomever, and be like, wow, my man has his shit together. And when you see a guy in nice underwear, you're like, that guy probably has his shit together. So go to macweldon.com. Look at all the underwear. Look at everything. Everything is just so chic. It's like that 18-hour jersey thing that they have going on because not only is it like streamlined, like really like classic, like flattering underwear, and it's in like great simple colors, but they have an 18-hour jersey. So it's like this like custom blend of like cotton and like Lycra and like all these whatever, but it's just so comfy. I've given it to Pat, given some to Patrick, and he just absolutely loves it. But if you guys go to macweldon.com and use my promo code Stassi, you get 20% off the entire order. That's a lot if you're buying a bunch of underwear in bulk, especially. Like, just don't go, like, waste your money at a department store. Like, go to Mack Weldon because they specialize in this. You can't buy Mack Weldon at any other place. You can't buy it at stores. It has to be at the website. So MackWeldon.com. Use my promo code Stassi. Get 20% off the entire order. Even if, girls, if you're just, like, buying this shit, like, as a gift, like, you know, Christmas is coming up. Sounds like a good idea to me. Make it happen.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, we are back. I composed myself.
And we just took a 45-minute break because she stopped crying in the corner.
And I'm okay now. All is okay.
All is
I've
going to be
I've never been more
be
jealous
swell.
Of anybody in my entire life, but I am okay. Yeah. Okay, is there anybody else that you really liked?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like really funny guys that I've like loved. Oh my God, you know who's amazing? You're not going to know his name, but he's the best. Nat Faxon.
Who is that?
Oh, okay, you know that movie The Descendants?
Yeah.
Okay, he was in, he wrote that movie. He won an Oscar for it.
Oh, wow.
But he's also a comedic actor, and he's on a show called like Marriage, I think it's called, with this girl, Judy Greer, who I also love.
I saw her in, I know her. Yes, I know of her.
And she also, so we interviewed her she's awesome, a long time ago. And then she was like, by the way, I'm a big fan. We're like, why didn't you say that on the air? Oh,
that must have been so annoying.
I know. But she's great. So I love him. I just had an interview with him, and it was so, we were both laughing so hard, we couldn't even breathe. It was like the best. I did a word association game with him. Dirty word association. So you say like penis, and then he would say vagina, and then I said vagina, and then he said vagina. His answer for everything was vagina, basically. Yeah. But it was, I guess you had to be there, but it was funny.
I guess so.
And then Giada. I love Giada.
Giada De Laurentiis.
I thought she was going to have a little bit of stick up her ass, but she was so down to earth.
That's so cool.
And then she said we look like sisters, and then I cried. But that was like when I looked better. So
that's so cool.
Don't write me things about me.
I like Giada.
And then, I mean, so many.
Do you get nervous?
I did not like Katy Perry. She was a bitch.
Really?
She was rude as anything.
Wait, are you
so
kidding
Taylor
me?
Taylor Swift, I swear.
Wait, can we talk about this feud? Okay, wait, hold on.
Because I'm Team Taylor because I met them both. And Taylor is beyond wonderful.
Do you think it's fake?
No.
This is the thing. I've always been Team Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
I was always
Team Tay-Tay.
Yeah. Love Taylor Swift. But then when she started this whole like I have this group of friends and we have like this wolf pack and like I bring them on stage and I throw it in everybody's faces and
right.
then the bad blood video that it almost seems mean.
Well, the thing,
and so
yeah.
I was like, now I feel bad for Katy Perry.
I know.
Because I'm like, this is just unfair.
The thing with Taylor
and it's
is
bratty.
I know. And Katy Perry is her kryptonite. Like she needs to stop. She needs to
stop
anger
yeah.
and move on because it's making her look bad. And like she in my, I mean, she's better than Katy Perry. Although, record-wise, she's actually not. Because Katy Perry was the first artist since Michael Jackson to get, I think it was, 5 number one hits off one album. So I read in the New York Post that Taylor Swift is obsessed. obsessed with beating her numbers.
Beating that.
Which, but why not? Why wouldn't any artist want to do that?
Yeah, I would be obsessed with wanting to beat that too. Like, I'd have that competitive streak. But I just think that everyone talks about how nice Taylor is. And she bakes and she knits and she's so nice.
She has a house in Newport and all of her. Did you hear what she just did in her place in Tribeca? She made a bestie room, girls only. And
see, I mean, it's just too much niceness that it's like, be real. Like, I'm like, I think it's fake. I think she's just so obsessed with her image that she's like, I am so nice to, like, I don't know. I don't understand. I could totally be off and she just might be the fucking best person alive.
I know. Well, I really liked her when I met her. I don't know. I love what she's doing at the concerts with having all these people come on. But I will tell you.
I think it's a slap in Katy Perry's face.
I did. Well, fuck Katy Perry. Here's the thing. I think that Taylor felt genuinely screwed over and wronged by Katy Perry.
Because of the dancer?
There's got to be even more details to that. And so I think, like, I broke this down, like, for months in my brain. Like, who, because this is the thing with girls. When two girls fight, you both come out with shit all over you. You both look bad. But there is someone who started it. There's always someone who started it. And you got to figure out who that person is. There's a book called Odd Girl Out. It's so fascinating. It's about mean girls.
Yeah.
And in middle school. And it's all about how impossible it is for administration to identify who the problem is and who the bully is, because girls are so good at playing the victim. Like, it's normally the meanest girl that's, like, the best at being like, meh, you're being mean, even though, like, they started it.
Yeah.
Like, and then you end up looking mean.
I mean,
yes, but you're just reacting.
Wait, I didn't fucking do anything.
You're reacting. That's the story of my life. I never, if you like me, I like you. I never not like somebody who likes me. But if you don't like me and then I can't get you to like me, then I'm not going to like you back. Obviously.
Well, no shit.
So, but I can't think of one person that I've ever, like, not liked who, like, liked me. Never.
So, yeah. Well, I think that's a natural thing to, like people that like you.
No. But I'm just like, I don't just meet someone and I'm like, I dislike you. Like, ever. The only way I will dislike you is if you, like, are mean to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I've never, like, met someone and been like, oh, they're annoying. Like, I don't believe everyone.
Yes, I don't believe in that. I actually get, like, really upset when people are mean to people and they're like, and I ask them why, and they're like, because she's annoying or he's annoying. And I'm like, that's not fair.
No.
And I, like, I get really, like, upset about that.
If someone's annoying to you, of course,
annoying is not a reason to be mean to somebody.
No, just don't hang around that person that much.
Annoying isn't hurting anybody.
No.
So, like, that's
like a condition.
Yeah. They can't help it.
I know. We've had a lot of conversations about annoying.
Yeah.
I know. Let's not go there.
But, like, sometimes, though, like, I feel like I'm one of those annoying people. Like, I feel myself. Annoying. That's just because.
No. I'll tell you.
You love me.
Well, no,
like, I catch myself being annoying.
You start to get annoying. No. You're not annoying. You're just very, like, you have a, you need a certain amount of attention. And so, but the second.
Well, I mean, I just like for you to take care of me.
That's and I love
it.
To do it.
Like, I like being taken care of.
And I like to do it. But that's the thing is that, like. And you never get to a point of annoying. It's funny.
And it's also, I'm here during Fashion Week, so I need way more
assistance
attention
and help. But
normal.
You always own it. And that's my thing. Like, I don't, like, as long as you know who you are, you're self-aware, and you're, like, you can be self-deprecating, we're good.
But
that's the thing.
But you know what's
really
weird?
But you're not annoying.
But you know what's really weird? I just need attention from
certain people.
Yeah, like when I'm out, in public, or like,
you don't like attention. You don't even look for attention.
I'm like quiet.
No, she needs attention from, like, her friends, people she loves. She wants attention from.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that? I fucking love attention. Hello.
I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we both. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I remember I had an ex-boyfriend, and he was like, I don't know if he was like, what do you want to be? But I was like, I want to be famous. And I had just started doing the radio show, and. It's like if I was a surgeon and I said, like, I want to have good case results. Like, if I'm good at my job, I should be well known.
Yes.
That means I'm doing a good job at my job.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a byproduct of being in this industry. And he was like, that's disgusting. And, like, stormed off. And I was like, why? You're an actor. Like, you don't want to be famous? Oh, you want to be an actor who's not famous.
You want to
be
so you want to struggle.
You're a failed actor.
Yeah, you want to be a failed actor. Yeah.
You want to do community theater for the rest of your life? That's your goal.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like how Kristen Stewart gets all like, don't look at me. It's like, then why are you acting? Because that's a byproduct of the industry.
Like, but it's not only a byproduct of the industry. The whole point of acting is to be looked at.
Yeah, of course she likes it.
That is why I loathe when actors or anybody who's on TV pretends like they
don't want
attention.
So you don't want attention, and you don't not like attention, but you don't, like, go seeking it constantly. You just get it.
I just, yeah.
Yeah, girl, get attention.
I just, you know, that makes me sound like a creep.
No, I'll make you feel good. And that's why sometimes I hate fashion week, because I don't feel like I'm getting enough attention. And that's it.
That makes me feel sad.
No.
See?
I know there is a totem pole, okay? There is a spectrum of celebrity. I know where I am. So what I got to do is I just got to work harder to be more of a household name, so people will be all like, that's Stassi and Taylor Strecker.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Don't you feel bad? This shit's on me. It's good. It gives me ambition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Someday.
I feel a little better.
And also, I really do love, like, watching you at Fashion Week. I swear. It makes me, like, excited to even just be a part of it.
Thank you.
I'm serious. I'm making you uncomfortable?
I'm feeling a lot better now, because I felt bad that, like, you weren't getting enough attention.
It's not your fault.
But I don't want to put anyone
it's
in
not
a
like, it's
in
like
a
if
situation.
You weren't there, everybody'd be like, Taylor.
But I don't want to like put you in a
let's get real. I'd be in the fucking back. So with you, I at least get to climb in the front. I got my picture taken next to front row at Georgine and Getty Images posted it. I'm a happy camper, okay?
Okay.
I'm self-aware. I know where I am.
Okay.
Someday I will be Howard Stern female.
That I know.
Oh God, I really hope so. No, you know, I won't, because it doesn't happen anymore. But I'll figure another course of action out. It's okay.
Why don't you think that happens anymore?
Because I think radio is completely changing.
What do you think it's turning into?
I don't know. But I don't know. But I'm trying to wrap my head around it and get ahead.
I actually don't think. I think it, first of all, I think it's, to me, maybe because I've only like discovered it in the last 3 years since being friends with you and Patrick, that
right.
I've become obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I listen to podcasts instead of music when I'm in the car, and
right.
like I love that. And so like to me, I only thought it was getting bigger.
Oh my God, did you listen to Serial?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Adnan did it?
Patrick thinks he definitely did. I don't know. Like I've been fooled by lying men before, so...
Yeah, you are not the best test subject for this conversation.
So I think that he probably did do it, but he's the most charming, sounding...
Yes.
...sociopath.
Yes.
That I think he probably believes... He even believes that he didn't do it.
Well, Jay definitely was involved, so...
Oh, Jay was involved.
But then how could... But Adnan makes more sense than Jay. So I feel like... Oh, I want to hear conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I heard that Jay... he had an affair with what's her name? Hyman?
Oh my god, this is gonna drive me nuts.
I listened to this like 8 months ago.
Hey.
That they had an affair, and he had that girlfriend that was like too pretty for him, and her family hated him, and that they had an affair, and he got her pregnant, and he didn't want to lose the girlfriend, so he killed her because she was pregnant.
Jay?
That's what I heard, girl.
So then Adnan
is
or whatever
innocent.
Is innocent.
Yeah. Patrick thinks he's guilty?
Yeah.
I cried when it was over. By the way,
didn't like that there was
the ending sucked.
Yes, I'm like, I wish I never listened to this now, because
a little
like,
bit.
I need to have some like resolve.
And her voice, like I want to like watch her talk, because her voice is so like.
I know, it reminds me of like
there's
what
like, a lot
like
of
my
spit.
Dad used to listen to when he would like drive me like to school when
and
I was
cried.
A kid. You know what I mean? Like the news and like stuff. Like that's what her voice reminded
you know,
me.
I just spit all over you. You're like, you know, like the news. That's how I feel about the news.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the news.
I like reading the news.
I'll read it, but I can't watch it.
I can't watch it and I can't listen to it. I just like reading it.
Okay, here are things in life I don't get. I don't get the news. Because I think it's like makes me upset. I also don't get when people travel to like different countries and they feel like they have to go on all those stupid touristy things. I think that you like, and like, it's like, let's say you went to Paris, okay?
Yeah.
And you didn't see the Eiffel Tower. Let's just say.
Okay.
And instead you like did like the French countryside and you like did like Saint-Cyr and
well,
stuff
then
like
you
that.
Wouldn't
really cool.
be in Paris. You would have been visiting
Fuck,
there.
You're right. Okay, fine. Fine. Let's, whatever. Let's say you went to Paris and didn't do any, you did all local stuff. You didn't do anything touristy. Because like, I've never been to the Statue of Liberty and I'm a New Yorker. So that's the thing. And people would like judge you and be like, I can't believe you didn't see a Statue of Liberty, or I can't believe you didn't see the Eiffel Tower. And it's like, I don't get that. Like, why not just go like see what the locals do?
I think there's a happy medium.
Fine. How about you see the Eiffel Tower from afar?
You want,
but you didn't go up it.
I think people should be seeing things that have been a huge part of history. And so, but you know what I mean? And yes,
no,
they should go to the Louvre, and people should go and
no, I hate museums. So oh my, boring. They're so boring. I hate
I
them.
Love
I hate them so
museums.
Much. People are like, want to go to a museum? It's like the last, like kill me. The last thing I want to do is walk around and be educated.
It depends on what type of museum. I love historical.
Art, worst. Hate art, is, art museums.
Art museums is not my favorite.
Ugh.
But I love museums. Like the Louvre was one of the best days of my life, and I was 13.
I like the Science Museum when you can like go to the Omni Theater and shit.
What's that?
In Boston, it's like this like huge screen, and it's almost like one of those like motion.
Wait a second.
I can't describe.
Don't
it.
You want to see like old shit?
No.
Like I
was in Athens, and I was like, I just want to stay in the hotel room. I did not want to see shit.
Like I saw like at the Louvre, like. An old Egyptian like sarcophagus, like, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
So gross.
I mean, and I can just look inside one of those little glass things and like see a little trinket that's like broken off of some pottery, and I just imagine like all of the people that like used it, like
you
think, hundreds that's and hundreds what you think. And hundreds those, and that's, hundreds
that's
of years
what
ago.
You think?
Yes,
I think I am bored and hungry when we're getting. Get
I
a drink.
Love.
That's
I
what
actually
I, think.
I love history though.
That's cool, man.
I think that's why I like New York, because like I picture what it was like when like it was like first
well,
settled.
Down where I live does make me feel like the Newsies.
Yes.
Which I get excited about.
Yes.
Do you know, if you like history, wait, what did your dad say, Tay?
George
Washington? There was a huge ship battle, battleship fight
against the British.
Like right here, like right, like, and like right where
we
water
are.
Is. Yes. We'll show you on the roof.
That's really cool.
That was cool when your dad was telling me about it. Because I could like picture it. And I'm like, I'm in this like high rise building now, looking over like this, you know, the Hudson, where the Hudson meets the FDR.
Yeah.
And it's like all these like barges and like people in motorboats. And there's like helicopters everywhere. It's like friggin' living in Vietnam. Like seriously, there's so many helicopters down here. It's bizarre. But I literally was like, that is so fucking cool.
Then why don't you like history museums?
No, I just don't like museums. I just don't. They're just money making machines that, you know, people don't see. It's
no.
Just consumerism.
No. Yes, it is. No, people do see. Maybe you should go to a museum with me, and then we can look at like each thing, and I can be like, why don't you imagine who put on this necklace?
I'll go
like,
with you.
That's like,
but I'm
8,
putting my sunglasses on now.
It's
like being videotaped, and I have no makeup on, and this is just crazy. I look even crazier with the sunglasses on, right? I know.
I wish you could do my podcast with me every week.
Me too.
Let's do it. I need to find a way to have like people call in.
I can do it. It's a thing called ISDN. I swear to God, I would do it every week. I swear to God.
It's been so much fun. I like don't want to stop.
I know, right?
So I feel like, am I boring people? See, this is like my insecurity that I have when I do my podcast. Like, am I boring people?
You're not boring at all.
They're like, hey, stop talking about history museums. Like,
well, that's boring. I am bored by that. You should stop talking about that.
You are bored by that.
Yeah, this is very boring.
Okay. Well, I just want to inspire my listeners right now.
No. How about this? Why don't we go to a museum when next time we're together, and why don't we plan a trip?
A good one.
Fine. You have to come to New York then, because we have the best ones.
I've been to all the museums here.
I will go with you, and we will bring this little ghost hunting device, and we will try to broadcast at least a segment.
We're going to broadcast from the museum.
From the museum, and then you're gonna show everybody how interesting you're going to make history.
Okay.
Okay.
I
challenge you.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, okay. I could do it. I feel like a fourth grade school teacher right now, but I'm okay with that. I'm
open
right.
My mind.
Open your mind.
But when people say they want to go to a museum, I normally tell them I have diarrhea. I don't want to go.
That is the best.
That's the best excuse in the world, because no one wants to be around you when you have diarrhea, and everybody's like, everybody gets it.
Yeah.
So as far as everyone's concerned, like one time we booked this guest on the show and I didn't want to have him on. I was like, Kenny, go tell him I have diarrhea and the show's over.
And you were okay with that?
And I was totally fine with that.
What guest was it?
Oh, this sleep doctor that Kenny kept booking because he was the producer for a while.
A sleep doctor?
And I was like, Kenny.
A doctor on sleep?
He booked him by mistake.
Well, that, I mean, isn't that ironic? A sleep doctor?
Yeah.
Was boring you? Well, no shit.
Yeah, that's why. Well, you're right. He was very good at his job.
He was very good at his job.
Anyway.
So yeah, broadcast from a museum next time.
We never talked about poop. I'm really mad about that.
Well, we can still
talk
about it.
Speaking of diarrhea.
I just like, Patrick doesn't like me to talk about it because he likes to think that girls don't go.
I know. You know,
like,
you're
I have
in
to like
new
make him leave. Well, we've been dating for 2 years.
But you know, when you're a new one, you pretend like you don't poop. It's like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I never did that.
I did.
I can't
sometimes.
Do that because like
I have.
I can't. Like, I have to. I'm like somebody that's like really open about it. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, and like, because I don't like to hide it, because then it just like gets like stuck in my stomach, and then I hold it, and then it's like.
Well, I never hit it. Like, there's certain guys that I never hit it with. People I dated, but there was this one person I dated, and I like hit it for a long time.
Like how long?
I don't know, like a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's a long time?
Oh,
6 months?
Maybe less. Like 3 months is, yeah.
I remember when Patrick and I first started dating and he was visiting me in LA and I was rubbing my stomach, and I guess he knew that that meant that I had to go to the bathroom. And he's like, you know how I know I love you? And I was like, how? He's like, I don't even mind the fact that you have to go number two right now. He's like, I just want you to feel better. Like, I want you to get it out. Except now I don't feel like he even feels that way anymore. Now he's like, now he's back to being
like, are you pooping? Ew, you're disgusting.
Yeah, he's like, you're disgusting. Stop it.
Poop is a part of life. Like,
it is.
Oh my God. I did this topic one time and we were like, what have you done to like poop when you pretend like you don't poop in a relationship, but you really have to? This one girl called and said that she let her boyfriend's dog out so it would run away and he would have to drive around the street looking for it.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And she's like, it took me like 45 minutes and I knew it would take him forever to get the dog. I'm like, but what if the dog like actually ran away or like died?
Like,
and she was like, well,
that is
genius,
craziest
psycho
thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I know.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think it all depends on the person that you're dating, like when to let that, because I've dated guys that literally don't care and they like, they're the same way as me where they like talking about it too. So like they don't care that I do. Mm-hmm. But Patrick's just like,
I'm from a poop family, you know, like I used to go to the bathroom with the door open when my mom was cooking dinner,
that's
like
disgusting.
Talking to her. What?
That is like the weirdest thing I've
that's
ever
so
heard.
That's so normal to me.
I honestly feel like I should like write my CBS like radio editors right now and be like, at this minute, you should probably take out this sentence that Taylor said because that is so weird.
I just was lonely.
Do you need company while you're doing
I
that?
I always need companionship, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel
I can't be alone with this brain. I drive myself crazy.
Like, I didn't feel like you were like that.
Sometimes I'm like that.
Okay. I need companionship while I shit. Said no one ever.
Said me today.
All this pooping talk. Like, people, I think, are getting annoyed because I talk about this like all the time on
poop.
My show.
Everyone's talking about poop.
Like, I talk about this stuff all the time.
Well, it's great. People like to talk about poop. They like to talk about sex, and then they like to talk shit about people.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, but no, not everybody likes talking about poop.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Everybody, have you ever read that book, Everybody Poops? So how can people not like talking about something that we all do? Fine. Then if people aren't going to talk about poop, I'm not talking about sex anymore because I don't like talking about sex.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure you started it. You said, do you like giving blowjobs?
But I want the answer to be no. And then I want to keep it moving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, how about this? I want to talk about not liking sex. I don't ever want to talk about like when my friends are like, I had a friend one time the day of this guy and she was like, he has the most perfect penis. And
I've
I'm like, that is so gross.
My friends and I don't sit around and talk about that actually.
No, that's not real.
You know, like I love Sex and the City, always will be one of my favorite shows. I watch it probably like every day because it's always on TV. But everyone's like, oh my God, finally a show about women who like are actually talking about
like
what women really talk about.
It's not true.
And I'm like, I've never sat around at a table with my friends and like discussed sex in like very in huge detail.
No, like I'm just not. First of all,
we'll
I
be like,
don't kiss
was
and
it
tell.
Good or like I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe like, or like if you have an issue, you'll ask your friend something. Or like,
right, that's like totally different.
But no one sits around like all the time, just like, or maybe people do, and I just my friends that don't. I don't know, but like, yeah, I don't. I don't discuss that stuff.
No. Sorry, just looking at this Instagram picture.
It's okay. I had my mom on my podcast once and she was on, well, no, I've had her on like two or three times, but she was on Instagram the whole entire time.
No.
And I was like, can you just focus on me? See, I just need attention from the people that I
know,
love.
I know. I think that's a good thing. What's so wrong with that? When I really like love someone, I want their attention all the time. That's a good sign. It's a good thing, you know?
That's true.
It is. And I think it's okay to be jealous. I do. I think it's okay to be a little psycho and a little jealous. I think it's okay.
Okay.
I think it means you care.
Why did you just even say that? What does that have anything to do with anything?
Because we're just talking about people and loving people and all that stuff.
Yeah. A little bit of jealousy is always fine.
I think it's important. It means you give a shit.
Yes. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, it can get to a point where
it can be psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to watch that.
Well, it all depends on the relationship.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I was psycho. I realized how not psycho I am.
You're awesome with Patrick.
Being with Patrick.
Like, you are so even.
I thought I was like a psycho girl.
You are so not psycho. You are so even. You are like so logical. You are not psycho.
I legitimately spent my whole life thinking that I was a psycho girl, and that was just because I was dating guys that were lying and cheating on me,
right,
and making me think that I was crazy,
right,
for accusing them,
right,
when it turns out it was the whole time in almost like every relationship I had ever been in.
Yeah.
So no.
What do you think the most important thing in a relationship is? Do you think it's communication?
I do. Yes.
Because everyone's gonna have fights and problems.
Everyone has fights. Everyone has issues.
Talk it out.
I mean, I don't know, like, because today on your show, you were talking about, like, your list, like, everybody has a list of, like,
right,
for their love list, or however you said it. Mm-hmm. How'd you say it?
Well, so, I don't know the answer to this, but I'm doing a webinar with this woman, Karen Rockhine. She's like a happiness guru. And so we're doing this thing called Succeed As You. It's like a 4-part series. And one of them is Succeed in You As You in Love. And so she said, when we were talking about it, she said that basically you, every woman has a list of like what qualities they want, like in a guy, right? Yeah. And it's always the same. It's like tall, dark, handsome, money, funny. And it's like, we can't all need the same person, you yeah. know? So like, so she's like, her whole thing's like purposegirl.com. So it's yeah. like, so everybody has to have a purpose. And that makes sense in life. Like, we all can't have the same purpose. Like, everybody has different strengths and weaknesses and whatever. So she was like, you have to really sit down and break down what you, not what you want, what you need in a significant other.
Yes.
And so, but like, so you think about your list and it's like, what do you, my friend actually made me do with this before, like when I was considering getting a divorce. She made me write a list of what I need in a relationship.
Tell me what was on your list?
I bet I could find it. I might have it in my phone.
I've never been somebody that wrote, that had a list though. Like, I've always just like gone based on like my, like, oh, I am attracted to this person. I get along with them. And like, it's just like one of those like it qualities. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you're just like all of a sudden, like you have an attraction to somebody.
Right.
The only thing that I now know is really important to me.
Yeah.
Is that I have to be with somebody who's funny.
Yeah. Laughter is so important.
It is like, I didn't think that I needed that though before. And I've dated people that aren't funny.
Oh, being with someone who's not funny is worst, especially when they think they're funny.
Oh my God, that is, it's so fucking beyond annoying.
It's beyond awful. But yeah, having a good sense of humor.
A sense of humor is like, I honestly would like put it, I mean, it sounds weird to like put it at number one because like, I'd prefer that person to be a good person over a sense of humor, but like,
No.
Maybe you'll take a bad person with a good sense of humor.
How about just a good person with a good sense of humor? How about both?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time finding it, but I'm trying to like think back
on what your qualities were.
Yeah, I think, well, like I feel like I'm like a chameleon. Like I can fit in with lots of different kinds of people. Like I can go on my friend's yacht, but then I can also like go camping. Okay, that's a fucking lie. I can't go camping. But you know, I know camping is so stupid.
I hate it.
Why do people pretend like they like
all
that?
All my friends love it.
No, they don't. No one loves it. That's
a
lie.
Yes, they do. They
I don't
love
believe them.
It.
I don't believe them. No one likes giving blowjobs and no one likes camping.
I stand by that quote.
Yeah. Right?
Never mind.
Forget it.
No one likes blowjobs and no one likes camping.
But I just like, I need somebody who can like be with all different, like can get along with all different kinds of people. Just how about just gets along with people in general?
Yeah. Well, that's a,
that can be different than them.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your number one.
No, that's not my number one.
You know what? When Patrick and I like went through like a rough patch, like one of the first times, because obviously like as any relationship we've been so up and down, we've broken up, gotten back together, da, 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 da. But like one of the first times, like when we like went through like something like really like trying, someone gave us this book. Oh, his sister gave us this book called The 5 Languages of Love.
Yes. Right.
And it is like the single most important book I feel like I've ever read in my entire life. And you realize like everybody gives and receives love, like gives love and needs love
differently,
in different
like
ways.
You can be like a gift, like gifting. Some people just give through gifts, which makes me feel like
weird.
What? Like, so gold diggers, that's a gold digger,
well,
right?
No, not necessarily like a gift. Like it could just be like you come home and like there's a card from your boyfriend or
and I'd be
girlfriend.
Like cards are fucking stupid, shove it up your ass.
No, but meaning like
no, I'm joking, actually cards are amazing.
Yeah, or like flowers, or like, you know, it doesn't have to be like presence. Some people need like affection.
I need
some
affection.
People
I need so much
words
affection.
Of affirmation. They need yes. to hear things. They need to.
Why can't we have it all? Why can't we have all those things? Gifts and words of affirmation and affection.
But it's what's most important. How you and I, like Patrick and I, learned that we both get like we have two different. Ideas.
Love languages.
We have two different love languages, and we have
so like you like speak Korean, and he speaks like I don't know Polish.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much.
Okay,
that's basically what we learned. And so then it was like you have to work on how to
fulfill your partner's fulfill. Love needs.
Yes,
and vice versa. Yeah,
yeah.
Uh huh.
Because like mine, I knew like the second I read that book, I was like affection. Because the second if Patrick and I are in a fight, then the second he puts like his arm like on my back or like on uh-huh. my neck or like something or a like and even just. Or his hand on my leg, I have this rush of like everything's gonna be okay. It's uh-huh. like it. There's no feeling like that feeling to me.
I think I feel
it doesn't necessarily mean sex.
Like, well, no, it doesn't. It can be like kissing, hugging, like snuggling,
touching
whatever.
In any way, just like any physical affection, like. It can be totally PG. It means
yeah.
everything.
Ironically, you know, I'm like the one that hates sex, but I think affection is mine too. Like really, I remember I took the test and I think I scored really high on affection. I think I also needed, gifting for me was very low.
Yeah, to me that's not.
Because for me sometimes with the gifts, I feel like it's like when parents get divorced and they give their kids shit because they like feel like guilty. They're trying to like win them over.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost like a shortcut. Like gifting is like a shortcut. Like if you're like, I need gifts constantly in my relationship. It's like, so you married someone for money.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like a little bit.
I think that's just because of what you've gone through. That
I guess.
Because I don't think like, it's like, a bad, I don't felt think like it's necessarily replaced, a bad thing.
Like I felt like things replaced feelings or something at sometimes, you know? And I was just like, no, I just want to feel.
No, I think deep down it's just about like you, when somebody likes being like the whole like gifted thing is because they want to feel like someone took their time to think of them outside of being around them.
Yeah, but like if, so all you're gonna do is think about me outside the relationship, but like what about when we're here at dinner or here in bed one-on-one, like, and I want to connect with you.
I get it. I'm just not trying to shit on somebody's love language.
Well, I am. I'm gonna shit all over gifting if your love language. You are straight up golding and hoe if that's your love language, in my opinion.
Like I realized Patrick's words of affirmation.
Yes, he is so words of affirmation.
Like I need to verbalize you, my yes. feelings.
I wonder if I had to pick if it's love or affection that's more important to me.
What do you
mean? I'm sorry, words of affirmation or affection. I don't know which one's more important.
Well, you don't have to decide right this second.
I do have to decide right this second.
I know. Don't you feel like you have to decide?
Yeah. And what are the other ones?
The other one is when people do things for you. So actions.
That's nice. But that's also like.
I think that's Patrick's number two.
I think that would be your number two too. Girlfriend.
I don't. Well, maybe.
Can you put ice in my drink?
Yeah.
Can you make me one of those vodka drinks I like?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Will you make me an English muffin pizza?
But that I'm not like that in my relationship.
No, but you're.
I'm like that with cute. My friends.
It's cute. It's like you're my little sister
and my family. But in a relationship, I don't act like that. Like I don't.
No, you don't. You take care of Patrick.
Yeah, I don't act like. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you do those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he, because I know, like, if I make him dinner or, like, something like that, I know it's, like, it means a lot to him. Like, he appreciates it.
Right.
He's, like, super appreciative when, if, like.
So maybe that's one of his love languages.
It's his second one, I think.
Okay.
And then what's. We're all learning.
And then what's the other one?
So let's see. Affection, words of affirmation, gifts, doing things for somebody. Oh man, what is the last one?
Five languages of love.
There's another one.
Producer, can you please pull
up? Yeah, we have someone Googling this for us, just because, yeah.
Acts of service.
That's what it was. Yeah. No, but that was acts of service.
Acts of service.
Receiving gifts, quality time.
Quality time. That's an important one too, though.
I think my first would be affection. My second would be words. I'm very verbal. I need that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not like Patrick had to know. I had to learn.
Oh yeah.
Like the first 6 months that we were, am I like saying too much? Is this like too, like, am
no,
I, like,
I think this is fascinating.
Too much information.
Fascinating. Okay.
Like when we first started dating, he'd be like, why don't you like say like, you know, like, why don't you tell me da da da? Like he always wanted me to tell him like things or like how I'm feeling or like what, like, and I'm like, I don't do that. I don't know. Like, I've never been like that. I had to learn to like,
yeah,
to say things to make him, to make people feel good.
Patrick and I are teachers in relationships. That we are very, very, Patrick and I have a lot of similarities.
Well, yeah, that's why you guys are like besties.
Yeah, we're, no, we're like, it's not even besties. It's like being the same person. We're like conjoined twins in our souls.
Yeah, you are.
We really are. I get him so much, but like, I think that, yeah, I'm like, I'm Patrick, like watered down. I'm like Minute Maid Patrick. He's like full blown lemonade, and I'm like Minute Maid version of him. Does okay. that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I get him, like yeah. totally. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So if any of you listeners out there are like having any issues in your relationship, which you obviously are, because obviously. There's no one that doesn't have any issues.
No.
I think that even if your relationship is like close to perfect, mm-hmm. you should still read this book, because it's just like,
it's true.
I feel like this sounds like an ad, but it's not. Like, it's just like, because it's true. Like it,
five
it, like,
languages of love.
It just helps you to understand. And it doesn't even need to be like a romantic relationship. It helps with like your relationship with your friends, or with your mother or your father or your siblings, because your mother's love language might be different than yours, and she's not feeling appreciated, or mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? So it makes you think, like, if you feel unloved, it's not that person isn't loving you. It's just that they're loving you in their own way.
And maybe they're projecting their love language onto you and you to there. And if you just flip flop it, you'll be fine. Yeah. You know, somebody said this to me, and I forget who it was, but somebody said, if everybody knew someone's whole life story, like every detail, like sat down with them and like heard like from like start to present day, like what they've experienced, nobody wouldn't get along. Like everybody, yeah. everybody would get along. Cause if you can understand why people are the way they are
yeah.
and that's the same, that's what this book kind of does for you.
It helps you a little bit with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh.
Look at us. Fucking Deepak like, Chopra
like,
over here.
This is like serious shit. Giving relationship advice.
I'm all fucking hungover. That's what I do. I get all serious. So I'm normally funnier.
I feel like I'm normally funnier, but like honestly.
I think we're just emo that we're leaving each other.
I think so. Like, so this podcast is just a little more serious.
Just a little more chill.
Because I have to leave now in like an hour and a half or 2 hours. What time is it?
Oh my God. You have to leave in an hour and 45 minutes.
That's so sad.
And yeah. soon. And we have other shit you have to get done, like fucking pack.
Yeah, pack, finish some of my blog photos. You guys, my blog for the next month is going to be
sick.
Fucking legit.
Yep. So, best photographer in all of New York City.
Yes. Taylor Donahue. Awesome. Photog.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have you on again. I'll figure out a way to like figure have you it call away. On, a call in or something. All right.
I'm sure they have equipment.
All right, you guys, come follow Taylor. Taylor's at Taylor Strecker, Instagram, Twitter. Go to her blog and website. Listen to her on SiriusXM's Wake Up with Taylor.
Please.
She's the best. If you live on the West Coast, probably.
On demand it if you live on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. You can on demand
through
it.
Through the app.
I keep forgetting that. You guys told me that.
Thank God for that app.
All right. I am signing off and leaving NYC and getting on a plane. So, bye, my little Khaleesi's. Love you, Taylor.
Love you.